understand that. Yet, let's talk about the mirror. Mirror, if it's not clean, it cannot be a mirror. I talked about becoming a mirror. Do you remember? We said our peer, our leader, is my mirror. Why? Because when I go to him or her, she or he is not talking about herself or himself. He's just talking about me, showing me what I am. If I have a peer full of show-off, what will happen? What do I get? Nothing. Just a show-off. This is being a mirror. And mirror is a very complicated stuff. Yes. Now we know it. 100 years ago they didn't. Now we know. You show the animals the mirror. Majority, they don't get it. There is only a few handful that we found that they understand that, oh yeah, this is mirror. Rest, they don't. What am I talking about?
Self-recognition.
I was talking about the human beings, remember? I'm talking about me. And I don't get the mirror. When I go to a peer and he will show me my awful stuff, awful part, I just hate him. I go to somewhere else to appreciate me. This is this stupid ego. You love the mirror if you want to know what's wrong with you. That's what the mirror is for. He explained that. Then he started to talk about, listen, our understanding, our knowledge is different here and there. And when you talk about your intelligence, your able, which part are you talking about? Because you have some memories, you have some understandings, you have this and that and that, and all of that. Meanwhile, tafsir, so it's going on and on and on. If I want to go on and read it all again, we need another month. But please do it yourself. Right from the beginning, see, in each paragraph, there is a highlight, there is a subject, there is some explanation. And now, we are back to step one. Rumi is talking about the moment of our beginning. Where is the moment of our beginning? That moment of our beginning is when God decided to make something, so he called the best angel he had, Gabriel, go and bring me some earth, I want to make this. Gabriel came down and the earth was crying that, please, in the name of God, don't do this to me, because I know these son of the gods. I know they are troublemakers. So please, get. He did. He forgot. He called, he went back and said, oh, please, I went there, but he sweared in the name, in your name, and it was like, so I came back empty-handed. Now we go to other angels. Why? There are a group of special agents, angels, right? And each of them has a very specific, special role to play. When we talk about Gabriel, what are we talking about? We are talking about his real messenger. When God wants to connect to anything, we send the Gabriel. So Gabriel knows everything. Gabriel is pure knowledge, right? That pure knowledge didn't help us. Let's go to other one. Who is Israfil? Do you remember the Israfil? Seraphim.
Resurrection. The angel of the
This is the last angel. Why? Because this angel supposedly has only one job. He has one trumpet and he will play that moment and that's it. Right? And for the rest of the time he's known no one. Nonsense, right? Here, first of all, in this story you would realize that no, he is the one who started us. He is the one who brought the earth. Why? Why? All those angels, they listen. This one doesn't listen. Has no ears. Comes down, the earth wants to talk to it. It doesn't talk to you. Why? He has a more important job to do. When he did his job, you will see, we'll explain, Rumi will tell you that when he did his job, God said, good guy, you gave them the life, so I think you should give them the death as well. No, this is not the God. That guy is Israel, the guy which is supposed to do that, right? So we need to hear some new explanations. And we know that this angel will come down and earth will not listen to it. Who is the guilty one today? At least read one paragraph, right? Mm-hmm. You volunteer. Yes?
The sending of Israfil, on whom he pleased, to the earth with orders to take a handful of clay for molding the body of Adam, on whom he pleased.
Our God said to Seraphiel, go, fill thy hand with that clay and come back. Seraphiel likewise came to earth. Again the earth began to moan, saying, O angel of the trumpet, O sea of life, by whose breaths the dead are revived, thou blowest one terrible blast from the trumpet, and the place of judgment becomes full of people from rotten bones. Thou blowest on the trumpet and criest, hark, spring up, O ye slain of Karbala. O ye who have perished by the sword of death, put forth your heads from the earth like bough and leaf. From thy beginning, the dead to from bringing the dead to life, this world is filled with thy mercy and with that potent breath of thine. Thou art the angel of mercy. Show mercy. Thou art the bearer of the throne and the Qibla of gifts. The throne is the mine of justice and equity. Beneath it are four rivers filled with forgiveness.
What is this? Okay, we're raising the second angel, right? Okay, God, first one didn't work. Means the message will not give you the chance of life. Message comes later. Here, the Israfil is there, and the earth is saying that, oh, you beautiful angel, you are the lovely one, you are the one that bring all the dead to life. You just play your trumpet and all this dead stuff. These people who died, the martyrs of Karbala, they will be dead forever. No, you are the one who is given the life. Please don't do this to me. Why? Because you're not giving life to me. You're giving life to these human beings which are bothering me. This is the selfishness of the earth which will work with these three angels. You see, yes.
Thou art the angel of mercy. Show mercy. Thou art the bearer of the throne and the Qibla of gifts. The throne is the mine of justice and equity. Beneath it are four rivers filled with forgiveness. A river of milk and a river of honey everlasting. A river of wine and a river of running water. Then from the throne they flow into paradise. Some little thing appears in this world too. Although here, those four rivers are defiled. By what? By the poison of mortality and indigestion. From those four, a draught has been poured on the dark earth, and a temptation has been offered.
I know the future, that a drop of this mixture, mixture of water and the honey and the milk, all those flows and all that will do what? He said, a droplet of that in these human beings will start to make all the problems. Yes.
In order that these vile wretches may seek the source thereof, these worthless folk
are content with this. He hath given milk and nourishment for babes. He hath made the breast of every wife a fountain. He hath given wine to drive away grief and care. He hath made of the grape a fountain to inspire courage. He hath given honey as a remedy for the sick body. He hath made the inward part of the bee a fountain.
This is what he was talking about. He, Rumi, is explaining that earth now, because logically he's trying to explain, he will bring in what? This complicated stuff, that this will feed that one, that will feed that one, this will do that. So everything is organized and we don't need this exception. He is talking about the rules, right? All the logical rules are here, and there's no place for the exception. And God is going to make the exception. Yes.
He gave water universally to high and low for cleanliness and for drinking, that you may follow the track of these towards the origins. But you are content with this, O trifler. Now hear the story of the earth and what she is saying to enchant the disturber. With frowning looks in the presence of Seraphiel, she is practicing 100 sorts of coquetry and blandishment, saying, by the truth of the holy essence of the Almighty, do not regard this violence to me as lawful. I have a presentiment of this change. Suspicious thoughts are running in my head.
Why? Rumi explained that. Listen, whatever I said is the claim of this earth. Why? Because it's not a living creature. It doesn't have the imagination. It's only logic. And logically, it's going to be bad. This is conservatism. Trying to remain as it is. None of them likes the change. The only one who is talking about the change right from the beginning up to the end and is thinking about the main change I will change is a human being. We like to change. And we change. The rest don't. So here they have, yes, once to be conservative.